仲好记得我朋友收到通知，知道自己即将考澳洲入籍试嘅时候，同我分享咗一种好矛盾嘅心情。对于想长期居住喺澳洲嘅佢嚟讲，这个会系好重要嘅一步。但系同时，对英语能力冇信心嘅佢，又担心对住试卷个脑一片空白。当时佢只能靠自己埋头苦读，但今日开始 SBS 广东话嘅学英语系列，一路同你学英语，一路同你温习澳洲入籍试，希望陪伴你渡过呢关。在接下来的这四集里面，我们都会有邀请到 Derek 和 Haley 来到和我们一起考下试，温下书的。好啦，咁学英语嘅澳洲入籍考试系列啦，亦都嚟到最后第四个部分。咁我哋继续邀请 Derek 同埋 Haley 一起分享嘅呢一个部分咧，可以话系全个考试最重要噶啦。咁我哋记得第一个部分亦都讲到，入籍考试系包含咗20道随机抽出嘅试题，而当中嘅5题咧系会同澳洲嘅价值观有关嘅，必须答啱晒澳洲嘅价值观嗰5题先至可以通过考试。咁喺咩提示都冇嘅情况下咧？我就会讲出一啲英文嘅关键词，咁你哋听下之后会对澳洲嘅观感系点样？包括有 commitment 啦、obey、mutual respect、tolerance、consent。我哋而家听下英文点讲。
Commitment means being dedicated and loyal to something or someone. Now, as an Australian citizen, you commit to Australian values like the freedom of expression, the rule of law, or a fair go.Obey means that you must follow Australian law.
Can people protest against the government or religious organisations?
Yes, as long as they do it peacefully and obey the law. Mutual respect means listening to others and treating them with dignity, even if we don't necessarily agree with their opinions or choices.
Tolerance is similar to mutual respect. It means to accept, respect beliefs, opinions,and behaviours that are different from yours.
Consent means giving permission or agreeing to something. It is when someone says yes to doing something without being forced or pressured.
你哋知唔知呢啲字当中嘅啲意思啊？
有
包容啊，
系啦，
尊重咯，
承诺
有呢、這个
commitment
系坚守承诺，即系呢个意思咯，有同埋 obey 就系遵守啦，然之后 consent 就系同意。系啦，其他你哋都啱咗啦。咁你哋同唔同意呢啲价值观啊？即系对比其他国家地区咧，你哋觉得澳洲嘅民主自由度系唔系会包容，即系包含呢一啲咁样嘅意思啊？
系，
都系。
咁澳洲嘅社群入边咧，亦都好重视一种叫做 mateship 嘅人际关系啦。你哋有冇听过呢个字啊？平时澳洲人咧会互相称大家做 mate、hey mate 咁样噶嘛？咁其实佢背后系有一种即系一套。澳洲特殊嘅人際關係方式嘅，我哋不如聽下英文點講。
Is mateship a core value in our society?
Of course. It means a strong friendship and loyalty between people, especially during tough times.
你又知唔知佢係咩意思咧？
唔知啊，中文都
試下少少。
伙伴關
係係啦係啦 ，exactly 就係伙伴關係。咁其實澳洲人重視嘅嗰種伙伴關係咧，就係即係需要嘅時候互相幫忙咯。有少少似香港嘅可能比較舊時代啲嘅鄰里關係咯，即係可能係為年長嘅鄰居送飯啊，或者即係尤其是 Covid 嘅時候啊，或者開車送朋友去睇醫生啊，即係互相幫忙嘅呢啲少少嘅 moment。我哋而家聽下英文點講。
You could also be asked to choose an example of how people contribute to the Australian community.
Volunteering means giving your time and doing something without expecting to be paid for it.
That's a great example of how we can contribute to our community.
亦都可以 refer to 一啲即系喺澳洲做义工啊，去互相帮忙弱势社群嘅嗰种咁样嘅行动咯。咁其实喺入籍嘅誓词当中咧，澳洲嘅公民亦都要宣誓去忠于澳洲同埋佢嘅国民嘅。咁如果獲得相關外國法律容許咧，澳洲公民亦都可以同時兼具其他國嘅公民身份啦，成為雙重或者多重國籍嘅。咁 Derek， 你當時有冇出席你嘅澳洲入籍儀式啊？
有。
咁個情況係點樣啊？
我就去翻我哋個區個 council 個 town hall 裏邊做個 ceremony 啦。咁去到就有好多人嘅，嗰次就有我諗有成百幾人。
百幾人係個觀眾啊，定係一齊入
籍
嘅人？
咁就咁有人喺度宣佈，咁就叫我哋做啲宣誓， 主要就係都係做宣誓，跟住唱下國歌咁樣。
嗯，
跟住就派翻嗰張 certificate 俾我哋咁樣。佢做完之後會送咗棵樹嘅幼苗俾我哋嘅，每人一每一棵仔。
係咩樹啊？
好似紅色，我唔知個叫咩名啊棵樹。
佢係咪叫你翻屋企要種出嚟㗎？
佢送俾你自己種啦。
哦，咁而家點樣啊？
而家仲喺度種。
啊，咁都幾有意思喎！呢一個禮物。都跟聽眾解釋翻啦。咁澳洲入籍嘅儀式其實係可以係小型噶啦，得幾個人參加啦，亦都可以好似 Derek 嘅嗰個入籍儀式咁樣，有幾百甚至幾千人參加嘅。咁開始嘅時候咧，就會由你所在土地嘅嗰啲傳統原住民同埋托勒斯島民代表去致以歡迎啦，亦都會聽到你當地嘅社區其他領袖啊或者政府代表嘅支持嘅。你嗰時候有冇啲咁樣嘅即係講者啊？咁你都會同其他選擇成為澳洲公民嘅人士咧，一齊去宣讀或者複述澳洲嘅入籍誓詞嘅。咁就只有宣讀咗誓詞，作出咗呢個承諾之後咧，先至可以成為澳洲公民嘅喎。咁呢一集咧又去到呢個小測試部分。
Question number one: Which of these statements best demonstrates Australian values about freedom of expression? Now, is it A? Everyone can peacefully express their opinions within the law. B.People with different views from me need to keep quiet? Or C, only approved topics can be discussed?
A.
The correct answer is A. In Australia, everyone can peacefully express their opinions within the law.
In Australia, women cannot work towards their goals and interests in industries that are traditionally dominated by men. A, true. B, false.
B.
The correct answer is B, because women are equal to men and can work towards their goals and interests in traditionally male-dominated industries.
They most certainly can. Now, the next question, which of the following is an example of contributing to the Australian community? A, volunteering or fundraising for a charity is a great opportunity to strengthen our community. Or B,I should not make any effort to get to know other people? Or is it C? People in Australia should not contribute to the community because Australia is a free country.
A.
The correct answer is A. Volunteering or fundraising for a charity is a great example of contributing to the Australian community.
What is Australia's system?Of government called A, constitutional democracy, B, democracy, or C, parliamentary democracy?
C.
The correct answer is C. Australia's system of government is a parliamentary democracy.
澳洲的價值觀是最重要，一定要啱曬個 part， 但係佢亦都係最簡單、最 common sense 嘅嘢咯，係咯。其實短短幾集的學英語是沒辦法涵蓋所有的考試內容，入籍者都要參考官方的資料書，是 Australian Citizenship Our Common Bond， 它中文就是我們的共同紐帶。好了，那就希望各位入籍生都可以為考試做好準備。那我們這個系列的時間都差不多，我們多謝 Derek 和 Hayley 和我們分享。
多謝